an icon, really, for the show, and it's definitely going to be unusual not to have his energy up on stage.
Skagway's Days of 98 opened for its 85th year this week, with its biggest cast change in 3 decades. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more, up next. Cruise ships started pulling into Alaska port cities last week, and their numbers will increase as the month progresses. It started in the Upper Lynn Canal with the Norwegian Pearl in Skagway on Wednesday the 5th, and the first ship in Haines will be on Wednesday the 19th. But overall, the season will bring fewer ships and passengers than recent years. Businesses throughout the state are preparing by cutting back on hiring, merchandise, and tours. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld checked in with one Southeast destination, Hoonah's Icy Strait Point, and how it's adjusting.
Members stay together as a group. I'll be in front. Zach will be in the back. Owen does have a safety arm with him.
Guide Elizabeth Jack leads a busload of tourists down a trail in search of brown bears last summer. They reach a tree-covered boardwalk overlooking a grassy meadow, and out come the cameras. Jack provides a quiet narrative.
A sow might come and check us out just to see what we're all about, because she wants to protect her cubs, and she'll want to make sure that we're safe and we're no harm to her and her cubs.
The tour is one of Icy Strait's most popular excursions. Several thousand cruise ship tourists paid about $100 each last season to search for wildlife. But this summer, fewer people may hop on the bus. That's because the big ships will make only 63 port calls at this renovated cannery about 40 miles west of Juneau. Last season, there were 69, about 10% more. Icy Strait's biggest problem this year has more to do with when than how many ships arrive. President Johan Dybdahl says the small attraction is used to seeing just one ship a day. This year, they'll double up.
We're going to be offering different kinds of things on those particular days. And in fact, we're going to be offering a tour on our whale watching that we're calling Wine and Whales. And so we're trying to be fleet of foot and be nimble.
The Hoonah Totem Village Native Corporation is the attraction's owner. Its Tlingit shareholders and their families and neighbors hold most of Icy Strait's 100 or so jobs. The drop in ships plus the new schedule means work hours will be shorter and on fewer days. But Dybdahl says that may work for employees.
They do love to spend a lot of time in the summertime picking berries and harvesting fish and smoking fish. And so they'll actually work fewer days of the week, but on those long days, of course, the overtime will make up for it, so they'll probably make about the same amount of money. They'll just have a lot more time to do other things.
Icy Strait's most famous attraction is a mile-long zip line that sends riders flying over the rainforest, but the bear search and other wildlife watching tours are equally popular. Dybdahl says the drop in tourists and their spending power has forced the company to cross-train its employees to handle a wider variety of duties.
We have such a high return of our people each year that it's enabled us to do that effectively. And so we have a lot of people that can be plugged in at a lot of different places.
Other adjustments include a Tlingit feast and tribal dance program at one of the attraction's restaurants. The company last year started combining some lower-cost excursions to make them more attractive. This year, Dybdahl says staffers are working on improved timing to reduce customer waits. Icy Strait is just one of many tour businesses trying to squeeze success out of a smaller season. Total Alaska cruise ship passenger numbers are expected to drop 14% this year, with towns such as Sitka seeing far larger reductions. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
The 4th annual Chilkat River Walk is on May 15th. The 23-mile walk goes from Klukwan to Haines and promotes breast cancer and breast health awareness. Participants can catch a bus departing the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds at 7:15 a.m. Saturday. The bus will return to Haines at about noon with stops at miles 18 and 14 on the Haines Highway. Donations of $10 for entrance raised about $2,000 among 160 walkers in the event's first year for the Haines Hospice Cancer Travel Fund and the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Tune in to KHNS's public affairs program, Talk Around Town, at 10 a.m. Thursday, May 13th for more about this weekend's Chilkat River Walk. Sophie Smith packed up and moved to Hawaii this week. Well, not the real Soapy, but after 30 years of playing Skagway's most notorious con artist in the Days of 98 show, Jim Richards really is Soapy to most people. And as the show opened for its 85th year on Tuesday, Jim was trading in his stage gun for flip-flops.
Jim Richards, who's owned the Days of 98 show for over 30 years, has officially retired.
Margot Heaton, who's officially Margot Youngberg since the wedding, is the Days of 98 company manager, director, and choreographer. She said Jim stuck around town long enough to see the show off to a good start this year before scooting off to Hawaii on a one-way ticket. Of course, most agree he deserves the break since he's been at this gig for a long time now.
Well, Jim came up here in the 70s, and, you know, he originally was a performer. He was hired to be Soapy, and he's done everything from the show as we know it now, where there's Soapy and the girls, but he also did a one-man show, Soapy Lives. And I think, you know, in my personal opinion, I think Jim has definitely kind of become Soapy. He's kind of what we all think Soapy is. So he's an icon, really, for the show, and it's definitely going to be unusual not to have his energy up on stage.
An icon indeed. Last summer, more than 200 people turned out to see Jim's final stage performance as Soapy Smith. However, Margot says Jim's retirement isn't the only big change this year.
We are kind of experiencing some big exciting changes. They're working with Perseverance Theater down in Juneau, and that's who's going to be taking over the show. But Perseverance, you know, is planning on keeping everything the same this first year and then kind of seeing where room for growth exists. So it's going to be very exciting.
Soapy's story is legendary. The theater show is a historical fiction.
So we imply that he and Belle Davenport were basically in a relationship with each other, and she's kind of his rock.
And it follows the events of the final days before Soapy's death.
We go into the whole thing about Soapy not being a drinker, but definitely in the show you'll see him drink a lot, which is what the historic record says happened on that final day.
A saloon show introduces two dancing girls.
Who actually play the saloon girls, and they'll do lots of dances with vaudeville, comedy, they perform a can-can.
And then, as Soapy gets drunker and drunker,
you start to talk about what's going on in town with the Committee of 101. And then eventually, Soapy decides to go out on the dock, and that's the last time we see Soapy. We go to a blackout, and you hear the gunshots fire. And then we go to the epilogue where we tell the audience how the story ended with Soapy having his funeral with only three people in attendance and Frank Reed kind of becoming the town hero. And we always end our show with the Alaskan flag song, which we think is a great way for newcomers to kind of see what Alaska is about.
But the origins of the Days of 98 show itself actually has something to do with hockey.
The show started in 1924 when the first Princess steamship started coming into town. It actually began as a fundraiser for the local hockey team to get them new uniforms. And from there, it's gone from kind of a community show where everyone participated and it was more volunteer to a more professional show. Originally, we started hiring girls from Utah, and then gradually we've started hiring from New York City and places all over the country. So that's kind of how it's progressed, but 85 years. So it's every time we get a new girl up here and a new Soapy up here, they're definitely a part of the history of Skagway, which is pretty unusual for an actor.
A new Soapy named Jason is joining the current Soapy actor, John Baldwin. He's one of several actors in the cast who has previous experience touring nationally.
And Jason has been telling John for years that he wanted to come up, but it's just never worked because we've always had Jim, so we didn't need a new Soapy. And finally, John was able to call Jason and say, come on up here. And what's great about Jason is actually in July, his wife will be joining the cast. So we will have a married couple playing Soapy and Belle on stage from July through September, which will be pretty great to see since that's kind of how we think of Soapy and Belle anyways.
He's joining experienced crew and a completely fresh cast of ladies hired from outside Skagway, all with theater experience and education, just like in the past. In fact, some of the past actors have even gone on to perform on Broadway after their Days of 98 days.
We do casting either through auditions or through submissions. This year it was all referrals. And then we fly everyone up, and basically we get 13 days of rehearsal, and that's pretty standard every year. We rehearse for about 8 hours every day for 13 days. And in that time, Soapy has to learn all of his lines, and the girls have to learn not just one part, but two parts, because all the girls switch. So it's pretty intense, and takes a lot of time on these folks' part to really put in outside of the rehearsals. They don't get their scripts ahead of time, so everything that they're learning is brand new and fresh, And then on that 13th day, the audience comes in, and off they go.
And that night was Tuesday, and all went smoothly, says Margot. Still, a new Soapy Smith will have some big shoes to fill. After 30 years on the job, Jim left Skagway with a lot of good memories.
And there's a pretty funny one where Soapy, as Jim, came on stage and just got into a huge coughing fit, couldn't go on with the show, and then was so distracted by his coughing that he forgot the guy's name that had been taken upstairs, and it just kind of snowballed from there. But Jim's gotten himself into quite a few predicaments. He's actually knocked over the soap case quite a few times throughout the show, which is always interesting because that's supposed to be the smoothest sales pitch of Soapy. So you see Jim crawling around stage searching for soap. You know, he's also been kind of like our bouncer. We've had a couple men who've come up on stage and been inappropriate. And one time, I've always heard, I wasn't here when it happened, but a man during the garter auction went to grab the girl's leg in a kind of inappropriate fashion, and Jim told him to knock it off, and the guy didn't, and so Jim popped him in the nose. So we definitely felt safe when Jim was on stage.
Skagwegians can see the Days of 98 show for free anytime in May, but the show is having a special town showing on Thursday, May 20th at 8 p.m. Free admission for residents. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. What's news in your world? If you have a story idea, email news@khns.org.